7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, time for a look at the news on this Wednesday, the final day of May for 2017. It's May 31st. In the news today, Melody Crowell was sentenced in the killing of her son, Rocky Scarfo, back in 2015, and will serve another month behind bars. Her sentence on the involuntary manslaughter and obstructing a peace officer charge came out to about 3 years, but she's already served more than 1,200 days in jail. She's been held at the Calaveras County Jail since her arrest on $1 million bail. Now, the incident took place back in August of 2015. Crowell allegedly shot Scarfo at a marijuana garden they owned in West Point when she said he thought he was going to harm her. His body was found 12 days later off Winton Road.
Well, a Manteca man died in a motorcycle crash Saturday. The crash happened at 11:30 in the evening on Mitchell Mill Road, east of Blue Mountain Road in West Point. According to Highway Patrol, 42-year-old Christopher Tilton riding a bike southbound on Mitchell Mill Road on private property at an unknown speed when he entered a right-hand curve. Due to the speed, Tilton was unable to negotiate the curve and lost control, sliding under a guardrail, then off a bridge, falling about 10 feet to the creek bed below. He was located several hours later.
And a 5-year-old boy is credited with rescuing his family Monday afternoon at Lake Comanche. The incident started a little after 2 in the afternoon when a man and his 5-year-old son were riding a jet ski while towing the mother and two other children, both 2 years old, on an inflatable raft. Everyone but the mother was wearing a life vest. The raft deflated, and all of its occupants went into the water. The father swam to give his wife his life vest, then tried to return to the jet ski, but became too exhausted to swim. So the 5-year-old drove the jet ski to his father, picked him up and the remainder of the family, and took them all to shore. Deputies arrived to find the father completely exhausted and the two children in need of medical attention as they were responding slowly to touch and sound. The children were taken as a precautionary measure to UC Davis Medical Center.
And a busy weekend for San Andreas CHP. They reported a total of 28 citations during their max enforcement period, most of those for speeding. Now, they also arrested 4 people, 3 for DUI, 1 for evading arrest. Officers handled 9 crashes during the period, including a fatal dirt bike crash and a serious ATV crash. San Andreas office says they'll continue with aggressive enforcement and educational efforts after having already handled 8 fatal crashes this year.
You can sign up now to either be a sponsor or a player in the Interfaith Food Bank's 3rd annual Swing to End Hunger Golf Tournament. The tournament will be held on Friday, June 30th at the Castle Oaks Golf Club. There are several levels of tournament sponsorship opportunities for you, from $400 up to $2,500, with various levels of signage. You can also sign up to golf for $95. They have food, raffles, a whole lot of fun. It goes to the Interfaith Food Bank. For more details, feedamador.org. And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Wednesday, the 31st day of May for 2017. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.